Greetings, greetings, greetings. This is Natural Times, bringing you the latest, most fascinating, hip, fun, innovative, and informative trends naturally. I would just like to express and begin this segment with a few positive words. And this is coming from one of our favorite boxers by the name of Muhammad Ali. And he says, as long as I am alive, I will continue to try to understand more because of the work of the heart is never done. And I like Muhammad Ali. He was one of those boxers that entertained as well as gave us information. And he was very knowledgeable and respected. This is episode 40. And this episode is one that kind of hit home as well as touched the emotions. But nonetheless, as I always say, this is a trend. This is a trend that is moving at a pace, but is moving at an alarming and a pace that we just can't sit still and not say or do something about it. Today's episode is called Troubling Trend. I will continue to provide information in every way that can be very beneficial to my listeners. But today's trend is not a happy one. Today's segment talks about a daunting trend, and this daunting trend is called childhood suicide. Now, this topic might be a little heavy for a lot of people, but it's a topic, like I said, is trending. It's moving at a pace that we have to look for ways on how to slow it down and stop it. This is not a trend that, you know, it can go on and until it makes a direct name for itself. This is a trend that is not a good trend. And I remember a friend sent me a positive message. And this message was a positive one, yes, but with a sad beginning. It talked about a story about a young boy who was walking home from school. And he was carrying his books. He passed a group of school kids, and these school kids stopped him and started to gather around him. And at that point, one of them started to throw his books to the ground. One of the boys in the group felt sorry for him and helped him pick up his books. The one boy said, "Come on, I'll walk with you home and help you carry your books home." From that point on, the two young boys walked to school together and they walked home together. And he continued to carry his friend's books. Well, at the time of graduation, that young boy who had his books thrown to the ground became valedictorian. He became the class valedictorian. And in his speech that he wrote, he spoke about the day of the incident. And he says, "While I was walking on my way home from school, I was thinking about killing myself." He spoke about how the other young man became his friend as the years went along. And that friendship also turned around and saved his life that day. Now, according to a well-known newspaper, suicide among children under 18 has spiked in recent years. And there is no pattern that have emerged to define why young people are taking their lives. This subject hit home for me. One day, a family member, a young teen, decides to come home and hang himself in the hallway closet of his mother's apartment. Now, I stop and I questioned myself all the time and try to find the answers why my cousin would think about hanging himself in a bathroom closet. I mean, in the hallway closet. And I couldn't come up with anything. There may be of signs that I probably have seen, but it was at a young, I was young, and I know he was young. And I didn't pick up on those signs, but I probably did see them. Now, the story in the newspaper, it brought the article to light because it spoke about a report about childhood suicide. Because an 18-year-old young man from a well-off family, and the young man seemed to have a happy childhood. He seemed to be happy at school. At home, he had friends that came to the mother and father's house and always wanted to play with this 18-year-old. He enjoyed life. But that day he came home from school, he passed his mother and he went to his room and he hung himself. The mother was asked many questions. Did you see or pick up on anything that would give you some kind of indication that something was happening? And the mother says, there was nothing. There's something alarming about children at the ages of 8 through 18 or 19 years of age wanting to commit suicide. The number of children across the country between 10 and 17 who committed suicide, it nearly doubled. The amount nearly doubled. It brings me to ask this question, a basic question. What can we do? If the topic trend is becoming a trend, a troubling trend, we need to stop and ask ourselves, each and every one of us as an individual, what can we do to stop, to prevent, to change the existing trend that seemed to be increasing nationally and locally? We must try to do our part as a community. Presently, one of the areas that this article did mention, it says it starts in the school. Schools presently have begun using society's form of technology. Now, I did a podcast a couple episodes ago, talking about the different technologies and the technologies that are saving some children, some parents, stress and anxiety, cameras, whatever it is. We are coming into a technological trend that these things are changing and are implementing in each one of our lives every day. Now these schools are using these technologies, the same trending technologies I spoke about, and the information I acquired mentioned that they're using the technologies, but also they are training teachers to spot behaviors and changes in students through these technologies. And one of the things is that they're trying to watch what the students are going online with the school computers. What websites are they going to? Are they asking any questions? Also, they're training students. Students are the eyes and ears of parents, teachers, and kind of letting us know what's going inside or what's going on inside a student. They're asking students to say something, mention to a teacher, a counselor. Now, it's not about saying or telling on their friend or classmate. It's about helping that friend or fellow classmates. Schools are also increasing their awareness efforts just to see if they can get a hand on this childhood suicide that's taking place. The number of students committing suicide is the most alarming part. The public should be alarmed about the numbers. The numbers alone, you need to research it. You need to see the numbers alone are increasing. And we have to be aware of these numbers because it may not be in your back door, but it might be in someone else's back door who you may know. Previously, I mentioned I am an advocate for the underprivileged, the underserved, and those who are unable to help themselves. I am an advocate. I have no qualms in saying that. I choose to help others reach out for those who are underprivileged, underserved, and those who need help. Well, you see, well, you know, teens, my teens, and young children of our community are facing something and crying out that they need help. They're crying out in all kinds of ways. They're seeing things, they're being subjected to things that are negative, and it's taking such a mental and emotional effect on them. And some are just not as strong as some other children are. But that doesn't mean says we can't help those who are strong and those who are less strong. Now, I like to tell you that I will continue to be that advocate in every way. But this is one trend that we need to put a total stop to. By any means necessary, any way that we can. So that's how I like to say to you, this is Natural Times with Taliba Johnson, saying to my listeners, see a teen, hug a young person, and talk to the little ones, knowing that they have you and anyone to always come to. And on that note, you have a natural day. See ya.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.